So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Yesh Bechir Lenachla Ve'ein Bechir Lekayin. There's a firstborn who is considered the Bechir to receive the double portion of the inheritance, but is not considered a Bechir regarding the mitzvah Pinya Ben, redeeming him from a Kain. On the other hand, Bechir Lekayin Ve'ein Bechir Lenachla. There's a firstborn who is considered the Bechir regarding the mitzvah Pinya Ben, but is not considered a Bechir regarding the double portion of the inheritance. Furthermore, Bechir Lenachla Ve'lekayin, there is one who is considered a firstborn regarding both halachas. And there's one who, although born first, is not considered a Bechir regarding either halacha. The Mishnah now elaborates on all these cases. Who's considered a firstborn regarding inheritance, but not regarding the pinyan ben? And the Mishnah lists five scenarios. As Rashi explains, a woman gave birth to twins. One was premature, and his head emerged from the womb while he was still alive. He then withdrew his head, and the other twin, who was a healthy, full-term child, was born first. Both were full-term babies. However, one died in utero, and this one's head emerged first after it was dead, and the mother then delivered the healthy child. And Rashi explains, in these two cases, the first infant, Lav Bar Kayamahu, was not viable. And Gabi Nachlik, Siv Reishis Oinei, Mi Shalev Aviv Davalav. The pasuk refers to the firstborn regarding Nachla as Reishis Oinei, which we expound as also referring to Aninus, grieving. That a Bechir L'Nachla is only a viable child over whose death the father would grieve. Therefore, since the first child is not the Bechir L'Nachla, the second child is the Bechir L'Nachla. On the other hand, L'inyan Kayin, V'petarechem Talyan Melsa. The firstborn regarding Pinya Ben is the fetus that emerges first from the womb, and so the first dead fetus is the Petarechem. Even though there's no mitzvah Pinya Ben, since it's a nafel, it exempts the second child, which can no longer be considered Petarechem. Therefore, since the first child is theoretically the Bechir L'Kayin, the second child is not the Bechir L'Kayin. Mish continues with additional scenarios of Yesh Bechir L'Nachla Ve'ein Bechir L'Kayin. Hamapelis kimin behemachai va'if divrei meir. According to a meir, a deformed fetus that resembles an animal or bird is still considered human, and is petarechem and exempts the subsequent child from pinya ben. But since the father does not grieve over this fetus, it's not the Bechir L'Nachla, therefore the second child is Bechir L'Nachla Ve'ein Bechir L'Kayin. However, the Chum disagree in this scenario because they hold that a fetus that does not resemble a human child is not even considered petarechem, and so the second child is a full Bechir L'Nachla V'Lekayin. Mishnah continues, Hamapelis sandal oishulya oishvir merukim vayitzim mechutuch haba acharei Bechir L'Nachla Ve'in Bechir L'Kayin. If a woman delivers a human-looking but severely deformed fetus, or an amniotic sac, which certainly held a fetus at one point, even though it may now have dissolved, or an embryo that began to resemble an infant. All of these are considered petarechem, but not a Bechir L'Nachla because ain leiv aviv davalav. Therefore, the second child is Bechir L'Nachla, but not Bechir L'Kayin. Mishnah continues with one more general scenario of yesh Bechir L'Nachla ve'ein Bechir L'Kayin. Mishalo hayu lebanim benasa isha shekvar yolada. If a man who did not have children married a woman who had given birth previously, or oida shivcha v'nishtachra oida oivedes k'chav v'nizgayra mishabas li'istrol yolada. She gave birth while she was a Shivcha Kananus or a Gentile, and she was then freed or converted, and then gave birth as a Jewish woman. Bechir L'Nachla ve'ein Bechir L'Kayin. This child is a Bechir L'Nachla because it's the father's first child, but it's not a Bechir L'Kayin because the mother's previous child was Petzarechem. However, Bechir L'Nachla ve'Lekayin. In the case of Shivcha v'Avedes Kachavim, the second child is also the Bechir L'Kayin, Shenem Petzarechem b'Yisrael, Ad Shiftarechem b'Yisrael. Because the pasuk refers to a child as petarechem only if it emerged first from a Jewish mother's womb. But this woman's first child is not considered petarechem because it emerged from a non-Jewish mother's womb. The Mishnah now gives examples of the Bechir L'Kayin, the Ein Bechir L'Nachla. Misha hay lebanim v'nasa isha shalo yiladav. A man who had children married a woman who had not yet given birth. Or, niskarim mu'uberis, nishtachim mu'uberis v'yiladav. The woman converted or was freed while expecting and then gave birth. Or, hiva kehenes, hiva levia, hiva isha shekfar yiladav. If this woman's child was mixed up with the child of a Kehenes or a Levia or a woman who previously gave birth, all of whom are exempt from Pinya Ben, or V'chem Misha Leishas La'acha Baila Shleish Chadashim, V'nesses V'yalada V'in Yadua Im Ben Tish L'Rishin Im Ben Shiv La'achar. A woman remarried within 3 months of her husband's death and then gave birth, and we don't know if this child is the result of a 9-month pregnancy from the first husband or a 7-month pregnancy from the second husband. Bechir L'Kayin V'in Bechir L'Nachla. This child is a Bechir L'Kayin because it's the first to emerge from its mother's womb, and she was Jewish at the time of birth. But it's not a Bechir L'Nachla because the father already had children, or because we don't know who the father is. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion in the well-known halacha that Yatzer Roishe Harizik Yalad. If the head emerged from the womb, the fetus is considered to have been born. This is taught in the following two Mishnahs. Regarding Adam, a human birth, the Mishnah Masechtas Nida states, Yatzer Kedarkai, Misha Yatzer Reiv Roishe, Vezu Reiv Roishe, Misha Tetzer Padachtai. If a baby is born head first, as soon as most of its head, i.e. its forehead, emerges, it's considered born, and the mother counts the days of Tumas Leida from that point. And regarding behema animals, the Mishnah Masechta Chulin states, Haitzi Reisha Afapeshech Zira Hareza Kiyalab. If an animal's head emerged from the womb, even if it then withdrew it, it is considered born, and it no longer becomes permitted with it with the mother's shechita. Now, Shmuel qualifies this halacha and states, Ein HaReish Paita B'Nafal. Only a full-term infant is considered born as soon as its head emerges. But a nafal is not considered born when its head emerges. And if it pulls back its head, the subsequent child is considered the Pet HaRechem and the B'chor L'Kayin. The nafal is only born and considered the Pet HaRechem when most of its body is delivered as well. This is derived from the Pasuk in Parshas Noach. Kol Asher Nishmas Ruach Chaim Ba'apav. And we expound, Kol Heicha the Nishmas Ruach Chaim Ba'apav, Hu D'chashev Reishay, Idach L'chashev Reishay. In a live, viable child, the nostrils, i.e. the head, has significance. But in the navel, the head has no significance. However, the Gemara questions Shmuel's ruling from our Mishnah. If the navel's head emerged first, the next child is not a b'chor l'kayin. And so we see that even a navel is considered born when its head emerges. The Gemara indeed concludes tiyufta Shmuel's ruling is refuted, and the head of a navel is considered birth. The Gemara cites a machlekes regarding the status of the fetus once its forehead emerges. Amr b'shem ben Lakish, padachas peiteres b'chal makom chutz min anachla. Regarding all halachas, the fetus is considered born as soon as the forehead emerges. But regarding inheritance, it's not considered born when the forehead emerges because the pasuk says ki yasa b'chor ben hasnu yaker. The child must be recognizable. Ve'chir lesa ele b'patz upon him. Recognition requires the whole face. However, it's considered born even regarding inheritance because the patach is not mevekera. Recognition can be accomplished by the forehead. The Gemara challenges Rabbi Yechonim from several brises, including the following: Padachas b'lei parts upon them b'lei padachas in meiden at sheyush name imachaitim. One can only testify that someone died, thereby permitting his wife to remarry, if he identified him by his forehead and facial features. The Gemara suggests two answers. Shani Edis Isha de Achmir Barabanan. The Rabbanan were more stringent regarding testimony to allow a woman to remarry. Even though Mishnah rules, Huxukulias Masim, Eid Mipi Eid, Mipi Isha, Mipi Evan, Mipi Shivcha, were especially lenient and accept testimony that is ordinarily disqualified in order to allow a woman to remarry, the Gemara differentiates Kiye Kile Rabbanan B'Seifa, B'Tchalasulai Kile Rabbanan. Once they properly identified the body, were lenient regarding their testimony, but were stringent regarding the standards of the identification. Alternately, Yakir l'chud v'hakar panim l'chud. Regarding inheritance, the Torah simply says they need to be recognizable, and the forehead is enough. However, regarding a woman's testimony, we must identify the face, as the pasuk says, hakar panayim ansabam.